Hi, you're listening to the Jack Quigley's Rants About Nothing Important podcast, available on iTunes. This week, it's the Central Coast Mariners. Dear Central Coast Mariners, please stop giving the number 2 shirt to your strikers. You gave it to Matt Simon, and now you've given it to Daniel McBreen. That shirt is for a defender. You are idiots. That's all for today on the Jack Quigley's Rants About Nothing Important podcast. Stick around now for the fine people from the football sack. And fresh on the back of another great episode of Jack Quigley's Rants About Nothing Important podcast, which you can find on iTunes. Usually, it will come as a part of the Football Sack podcast available on iTunes. We're back in the studio. I'm your host, Jack Quigley. With me, as always, is Christian Leyland.
Hello, world.
And we have a special guest in the studio today. Jeremy Carrigan joins us.
G'day, Jack.
We'll jump straight into the thick of the show. It's going to be a big show. We've got a lot of stuff prepared to get through. It should be a few good laughs, which we're looking forward to. Do you guys want to say any special hellos to the audience?
Hi, Jeremy.
Oh, g'day, Christian.
How are you?
I'm quite well.
Yeah, no, good.
Okay. All right, good. We got the formalities out of the way. So there's not that sort of awkwardness that we haven't actually said hello, because now we have. Big show. We're going to talk A-League internationals, because of course the Socceroos have been in action since we've been in the studio. I think it's been about 6 months since we did a show, hasn't it?
Yeah, it'd be it.
Yeah, it seems that way.
It seems like that.
Because the people that do the power to the thing that records in the studio, they stopped doing it.
Yeah, they just stopped working because, you know, I don't know why.
I don't know why either. It was stupid, and they obviously realised that was stupid and came back and kept...
Well, they obviously followers on our Twitter saw our post about the lack of electricity, went, oh, bugger, we better do something about it.
How many followers do we have on Twitter?
Oh, 700, 800.
That's cool, righto, we'll talk Socceroos, as I said. We've got an EPL preview. We've got our YouTube clips of the week. We've got two to show for you. And we've got a few little side things we're going to talk about as well.
Very nice.
Which should be good. First of all, let's jump straight into local domestic matters. Last weekend's A-League action, because of course we didn't have our review show, so we'll talk a little bit about that. The Mariners got a win under their belt against the Victory on the Central Coast.
Yeah, it was a bit of a strange match. It was one of those matches where the Victory absolutely dominated, played amazing football. It was somehow lost to the goals down.
Yeah, you told me that, because I didn't see the game. I just saw the highlights of Daniel McBreen running around celebrating with his number 2 shirt on, giving me the shits.
Yeah. Well, Central Coast, they scored, Victory were totally dominant, passing game, brilliant. They really looked on top, they just couldn't score.
Yep.
And Central Coast hit him on the break, got a free kick, scored off that, and then had another break in the second half, cross in, simple header, and 2-0, game over.
Yep. Good start. It's going well for Graham Arnold there, isn't it?
He is, actually. No, yeah. He is. He doesn't have them playing great football, but he's got a solid defence, which is always a good start.
Yeah.
And he's getting the results on the board, so all power to him.
Yes. Melbourne Heart, they cracked it. They got a win.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, which is great. Nick Kalmar with the goal there. They defeated the Fury. I tell you what, wasn't it great to see the Fury playing and just see a sea of green in the stands?
Oh, they must have loved it.
It was brilliant. Unfortunately for them, the game was being played in Melbourne, and they had those stupid green seats, and there was no one in the stadium.
Yeah.
Well,
it surprises me here, because the crowd was, okay, I don't know the exact results, but it was roughly 4,000.
4,184.
They have over 5,000 members.
Yes.
Numbers are just not adding up there.
Which is slightly worrying, but, you know, you got to start somewhere. So, look at the Phoenix, how they've built up with a bit of momentum behind them. So
that's it. Yeah, obviously they're a new club, and, you know, I'm sure numbers will build up as the season and the years go on.
I think you need to look years and years down the track rather than months and months.
Yes, definitely.
Hopefully, years and years down the track, we'll still have the Newcastle Jets in the competition.
They've had a bit of a rough patch.
Yeah, they're going through it a bit tough at the moment. They had a 0-0 draw against the Brisbane Roar, but still managed to get 7,000 people through the gates.
Yeah, no, that's good. Well, yeah, Con Constantine actually came out and said, we need your help. We actually need your money from the gates. Come support the team, you know. And they did that.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I think that they were, they had more fans.
He hasn't actually thought of injecting some of his money at all. Has that crossed his mind?
Sorry, have you met Con?
Yeah, good point, yeah.
No, he said the FFA have actually come and bailed them out momentarily.
Yeah.
He can't plans to pay the money back, but we'll see what happens.
While 7,000 is a good crowd for the Jets, it's a very disappointing one for Sydney FC, who only got just over that.
Especially against top of the table teams.
Yes, right. And, you know, they got thumped.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. I tell you what, Matt Leckie looks a proper player from what I've seen. Have you seen much of him, Jess?
Yeah, pure speed.
Yeah, and good finishing. Give him a chance, he'll bury it. So I think he'll be wearing green and gold fairly shortly. And I don't mean signing for Norwich City. I mean, get your call. Actually, speaking of Norwich City and their former player, David Carney has just moved to Blackpool. So he'll be playing in the Premier League.
Premier League, brilliant.
Yeah, which is great.
As he's in the Premier League, my favourite.
That's right. I think that's a really good move for him. You know, not in terms of the size of the club, obviously. AZ Alkmaar was a much bigger club. Mm-hmm. But playing Premier League week in, week out would be great for him.
Yeah, I think so.
Actually, it wasn't AZ Alkmaar. That's Brett Holman. FC Twente, that's right, yes.
Yeah, the Premier League suits him, I think. But yeah, I like Carney's play. Very versatile. I think he can play in a lot of positions. And, I'm a fan, so...
Yeah. Perth Glory against Wellington Phoenix. Jez, you said that this is probably going to be the grand final preview, I think we agree with you.
Yeah, well, great start to the season. Good end of last season for Wellington. So.
Wellington are awesome to watch at home. I love watching them play at home. And the Glory, you know, 10,000 five-figure crowd again. Actually, a fraction shy of 11,000, really. Mm-hmm. Milos Stojowski and Robbie Fowler. Robbie Fowler, the floodgates appear to have opened.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Good. And so Stojowski, actually. He's actually now scored as many as he missed in the first game.
Really?
Yeah.
And how many has he scored now?
He's got three.
Oh, okay.
He's actually top of the table.
Yeah.
So,
I think he's got a fair few to go before he catches up to his misses, though.
Yeah, nah, fair enough. Yeah, his misses scores a lot.
Yeah. Not as much as Wayne Rooney's misses. There you go. Right. Jez has put his head in his hands. Thanks, Jez.
Well, you know, Carly Fly off Twitter.
Yes.
She was saying that, you know, she never face palms as much as when she's listening to the Football State podcast.
Face palms in, like, despairingly feeling sorry for us and how bad our jokes are.
Yeah, that'd be
really.
That's
a bit mean.
I'm thinking the Football Sack. Face palm your way to podcast glory.
What? Well, we would be getting the glory, but the listeners would be doing the face palming, so it doesn't quite work.
Okay, well, there's a face palm for you there, isn't it?
Yeah. There we go. There's a, why the hell did you bring that up? Ben Sigmund pulled a goal back for the Phoenix. We're off to a disastrous start here on the Football Site. We're a little bit rusty, to be fair. We're coming back from a spell.
Yeah, all the off-season.
That's right, yeah. Let's have a quick look at the table, because as you said, Adelaide United and Perth Glory are sitting on top with absolutely identical stats. So it's really is just alphabetical sort of order that's separating them at the moment. I'd love to see a title awarded by alphabetical order. If they were equal in like everything, shots, corners, possession.
They flip a coin, it lands on its side.
Yeah,
it
lands on its side, and then they just go... You know what? A comes before P. Congratulations, Adelaide. Sorry, Perth. Should have thought of that. It's like politicians who change their name to, like, you know, Andre Adams, just so they can be at the
top of the poll,
the ballot.
So the lazy voters.
Yeah, that's right. So when they just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they always get put preference one. Right. There's that great Simpsons quote where Patty and Selma find out home Marge is pregnant. They say, "We won't tell anyone," and they get out the phone book and they go, you know, A. Aronson, and, you know, type in the number, and then it cuts to them saying, "Just thought you'd like to know, Mr. Zakowski," and then they close the phone book and they go, "Well, there we go, Aronson and Zakowski, the two biggest gossips in town." Brilliant show. Milos Stojowski's on top of the leading scorers list in the A-League, which is great. He's all there, boy. He's lonesome.
He's lonesome,
So our golden boot tally has gone down from 1,000 to just 1.
The first time this season?
Yeah. Let's talk next week's games. Well, I say next week. It kicks off tonight. What are we up to? Round 6?
6?
Yeah.
6.
I think it's round 6. We've got the Mariners against the Heart tonight, in Gosford.
Replay of the opening game.
Yeah, it is too. That's weird.
It is, and it's, I think it's the third time the Mariners have played Melbourne opposition already.
Yeah.
Six in six matches.
Thoughts on that one?
No, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't even think I'll probably see the game, but Jez, anything special you want to add? No, you're kind of in the same boat as us.
Yeah. It's the last game of Perez's suspension. She'll be back next week, which is what I'm looking forward to. Once Perez comes back, I'll watch the Mariners again.
Okay.
It'll just be interesting to see if Hart can back up their win with a solid performance away from home. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Of course, if the Hart win, it will still be the FFA's fault that the Mariners lost, according to Robbie Slater.
Definitely, yes.
He's got to stand up for his old mate, Graham Arnold. Mm-hmm. Adelaide United, Newcastle Jets. Is this right? Because we've been... I see what they've done here. We've been sent the fixture list by the FFA, and they've got the Phoenix and Adelaide United. One game at 7:15 and 1:07, but that's, of course, New Zealand time.
New Zealand time, bro.
Got to take off 2 hours. So 5:15 game is Wellington Phoenix Sydney FC, one that we're all really looking forward to.
Yeah, it should be a great game.
And should be watching, I assume so. Adelaide United against the Jets is the Saturday night match. There's going to be one winner there, isn't there?
Well, I'm not sure. Jets, okay, although they're not scoring anything and their off-field dramas, everything, you know, they're actually not letting in goals, really.
That's a good point, yeah.
You know,
Ruben Zegovic continues to be the worst player I've ever seen play football. and I don't think that I'm being harsh when I say that.
Although, yeah, come on, give some credit to Nichols.
Oh, yeah, true. I want to know, you know how they used to put your occupation on your passport?
Yes.
And now you just put it on your departure card or arrival card? Mm-hmm, and, yeah. Mm-hmm. What does Ruben Zegovic write? Because if he says footballer, he's a fraud and should be arrested on arrival.
Is Poser an occupation?
Yes. He's like... Frank Abagnale Jr., the guy that the film Catch Me If You Can was based about, he's just pulled this massive con. He can't believe that he keeps getting away. Keeps turning up to the... They're even making shirts for him now with his name on the back. one of my favourite cons, because that was a true story about that bloke, and when you read his book, one of the cons he did that didn't make the movie was he noticed that airlines and the rent-a-car place would drop off their big bags of money at a drop box. So he went over one day, hired a security guard's costume, went and stood by the box, put a card over the top of the drop box saying, drop box temporarily out of service, please place bags with security guard on duty. So they would come and give him the bags of money, and then he would leave with them. And he says in his book, I can't believe it worked, because how can a drop box be out of service? Which is very, very true. Very interesting.
And that'll be at the Jack Quigley's podcast on how to make cheap money.
Yes, that'll be on Jack Quigley's Hustling podcast. Be sure to tune in. It'll be the sixth lowest ranked one on iTunes, below my five other ones. You stick around. Before next week's show, I'll come up with some more tips about hustling.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I like it.
Melbourne Victory Brisbane Roar is 3 p.m. Sunday kickoff. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah,
should be
for
good.
For sure. Victory, they've been scoring goals. They've also been leaking goals.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting in two regards to see if Victory can actually score against the Raw defence.
Yeah.
And if the Raw attack can actually score against the weak Victory defence.
Well, you've got, so like you say, a team that's been scoring goals and conceding goals against a team that's not been scoring goals and not been conceding goals. So
it'll be very interesting. Yeah, no, I actually can't wait. So
you can't wait?
I think you'll have to.
Yeah. Unless you can build some sort of time machine, Marty McFly or whatever that guy's name was from Back to the Future. And the final game of the weekend is Perth Glory against Gold Coast United. Jez, you're a resident Gold Coast United fan.
Well, he's the Gold Coast United's resident fan.
Just laughed into the microphone. That's probably the funniest thing you've ever said. That one's going on our clip show. That's going on the clip show. I've totally lost it. Your thoughts on the game, Jez? What are you and the other two Gold Coast United fans going to make of this one?
Hey, coaching staff doesn't count.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Well, the three of us are slightly concerned, you know. What, round six and... May not have a win to the name.
Yeah.
Going over to Perth, pretty tough.
Have they asked you to play for them as the backup striker?
Ah, no, they don't have enough money at the moment, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. Can't afford you. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Need to cut the ball, boys.
Yeah. Yes. Once they do that, the attendance figure will drop even further. because 20% of the crowd is relatives of the ball boys who have come to watch their kids in action. What's the supporters group called up there?
The Beach.
The Beach, yeah. Well, there's going to be some sort of joke up there.
The loudest 50 people you'll ever hear, to be honest.
Yeah, they are totally beached.
Beach Desbro.
Yeah, Beach Desbro. They're doing well. Poor fellows. It's just, Gold Coast United, so much potential and such a laughing stock at the same time. That'll do us for the A-League for now. Let's talk a little bit of Socceroos action. Mm-hmm. Actually, before we move on from the A-League, let's give a quick shout-out to Ivan Franjic. It's his birthday today.
Oh, well done, Ivan.
Yeah. So we get sent an email by Football Federation Australia with random facts. It's more sort of for commentators and that sort of stuff to bring up during the game, like John Motson, who goes off on tangents when he's commentating England games. Ivan Franjic gets the ball this weekend, everyone who's at a game, if you're in Melbourne at the Raw game, just yell out happy birthday to him.
Yeah,
I'm sure he'll appreciate it.
I think so, yeah.
Right, moving on. Actually, no, before we move on, I just want to throw back to our... a few weeks ago, we mentioned that the FFA had sent us the pronunciation guide for every player in the league. It gets written out phonetically after their name as to how to say it. Then we wanted to comment on Isaka Cernak. Was he sending off that we wanted to talk about? Did he get sent off, or was it...
No, I just wanted to talk about him because he made our fantasy team.
That was it. That was the reason. And we were thinking, how do we say his first name? And we thought, we've got this pronunciation guide. We'll go and have a look.
Mm-hmm.
He is the only player in the entire pronunciation guide for every player and coach and official in the league who they do not specify how to pronounce his first name.
That is ridiculous. What are the odds?
One player that we actually needed it for is the one player...
And the first time we ever used it, and crazy. Absolutely crazy.
But actually, again, before we leave the A-League, we should mention Sydney FC have got a promotion going. They've got our promotion going with us, of course, if you want to have a stab at predicting their results for this weekend's game, which is this weekend is in Wellington, so email us, info@thefootballsack.com, or Twitter us.
At the football sack.
Or go to our Facebook page and tell us what you think the result will be. So if you think Wellington 1, Sydney FC 2, and you fancy, say, Nick Carl's out, isn't he? If you fancy Mark Bridge to score, just put that in.
If
you're going to interrupt me, have something to say, Christian.
Never mind, I had a cough. Keep talking.
Next time you interrupt, I'm just going to, next time you're talking, I'm just going to interrupt and not really say anything. And if you get it right, we will give you, courtesy of Sydney FC, 2 tickets free of charge to their next match, which is a great promo. And also, there's a Sydney FC promotion going on at the moment. If you buy a ticket to the next 3 games, they will give you 3 free tickets, or a ticket free to each of those
games. Take a friend
with you.
Well, this is actually kind of interesting because I am going to interrupt you and I'm going to say something kind of good.
That's good.
They have a promotion up.
Actually, before you say that,
in the USA, they have a free beer kind of promotion where they have a thing where if you take a mate to a game for his first ever game, you buy him a beer as the reason to get him to the game. So I'm thinking, try that.
So what, the club buys you a beer?
No, you buy your friend a beer.
So you're paying for their ticket?
No, they pay for their ticket, but you just buy them beer. You try to get them to the A-League by coaxing them with free beer.
Okay.
To boost crowd numbers.
Yeah, but that's just, the club hasn't done anything there.
Yeah, okay, no.
The fans are paying for that.
Okay, continue with your story.
Do you want to hear about free stuff? I was walking through the shopping centre the other day, and I saw one of those demonstrations for, like, super sharp knives, and the lady was cutting through a hammer and cutting through the chopping board. She was cutting the hammer on and then dicing the tomato, and I only got there for the last sort of 5 seconds of it. I thought, I'll watch this, and she sort of wrapped it up, and I thought, I missed it. And then she goes, no obligation to buy today if you want to, that's great, but for all of you for sticking around and listening to my demonstration, you can have a free knife. So I got a free knife. I only listened to about 5 seconds of the promo. So that was a win.
That's brilliant.
Yes, thanks, Woolworths. I've mentioned pretty much everything. We should also mention Betfair. They're a good supporter of us here at the Football Sack. So let's talk A-League Team of the Week.
TFS Team of the Week.
TFS Team of the Week of A-League players.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're officially now 14 minutes after I said we were done with the A-League for today's show. And it looks like this. Michael Theoklotos was in goal.
Yeah, no, fairly. He's a solid... He's a form keeper of the A-League at the moment. Yeah. He's only having to make one save a match, but he's making these crazy critical saves.
He's white hot.
Yeah. He is.
That's
like,
more their defence that's playing well than the goalkeeper.
But, you know, like, that's a mark of a class keeper is, you know, when
not
you're called
to
upon,
save anything.
When you're called upon, you make the incredible save, you know, even if it's only one or two a match.
Yes,
you know, compared to someone, say, a place for Birmingham, who has to save, you know, 20 shots a match. They can make 17 good saves, you know, but, like...
It's interesting you say that. The Hammers keeper, Robert Green, was... at Norwich City when they had a year in the Premier League about 4 years ago, 5 years ago now. And he had so many shots raining down on him during a match that they would get beaten 3-0 every week, but he'd make 10 blinding saves.
Yeah, yes.
So at the end of the season, they got relegated and he was the highest ranking keeper in terms of shots saved to goals let in. Which just shows how awful their defence was. Right, I've got my Hammers plug in for the week. Which we'll unplug again when we get to the EPL section of the show. We've got our defenders. We've got Ben Sigmund, Lubo Milicevic, Matt Smith, and Shane Stefanudo, who continues to get in our team of the week.
He keeps getting in.
Has
it.
He made every team we've made?
He's made every single team. It's crazy. I'm a Royal fan. I haven't voted for him once. So
really?
It's not even my biasness, which is getting into it. He just... People seem to notice him and he's getting in the team. So there you go.
Nick Kalmar scored the winner for Melbourne Hearts' first ever win.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Leckie, I really agree with. We're talking midfielders now, by the way. Yes, Roslyn Griffiths scored as well. And Paul Reed squeezed his way in there, which was good to see.
Well, it's actually the team of the week. The whole team of the week, they scored 70% of the goals scored last round in the A-League, which is, I think, pretty impressive.
Interesting.
For football, so.
And up front, we have Sergio van Dijk and your favourite player, Mile Stojovski. Yes.
No, so, my second favourite player ahead of the M. Nichols.
Of course, yes. Mm. Ruben Zakovic. They're not as good as Ruben Zakovic. Can't even say his name. Get a better name, Ruben, you dork. Right. Now, done with the A-League.
Done with the A-League.
Officially done?
Jesse, you got anything to comment? Done.
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 Okay.
Cool.
Socceroos. I didn't see the game against Switzerland. Jezza, you assured me it's the best we've played for a long time, despite only getting a 0-0 draw.
Yeah, much better than the Poland game anyway.
Yeah, which we won.
Yeah.
But didn't play as well, apparently. I mean, I saw the Poland game and thought we were okay. We were under pressure for a bit, having lost Brett Emerton.
Yeah.
But yeah, you were telling me that the Switzerland game was reminiscent of the Serbia game at the World Cup.
Yeah, just swift counter-attack, speed. McDonald, brilliant up front with Cahill. Just needs that goal.
Just yeah,
just
we were saying just before
goal.
The show, if he can, it'll have to be one that he faces the wrong way, hits him in the back and goes in. But as long as it goes in, he will go on a scoring run for Australia, and he'll drag back this poor scoring record. Mark Viduka had a really poor scoring record for Australia, but you wanted him in your team because he made goals for other players.
Well, that's
around
the thing.
Him.
Yeah, he made up for it with his assists.
Right. And Scott McDonald, whilst he doesn't hold the ball up in a Mark Viduka role, the runs that he makes are very intelligent runs and opens up space.
Yes,
and the runs he makes, Brett Holman then can capitalise on. And it's looking like he's actually going to start capitalising on them by taking the shot when the space opens up, which is great to see. So bodes well. Thoughts on Holger Osiek?
Yeah, no, he started his regime pretty well.
Yeah, regime. Dictator.
he's German.
Well, Hitler was Austrian. I would have said campaign.
Yeah, campaign. Yeah. Oh, it kind of goes. Yeah.
Jez, thoughts?
Cool. Quite happy with him.
Quite
to be
happy.
Honest.
Yeah, so am I.
Plays to his players, not just to a structure.
Yes, that's good.
No, cool, sweet.
Let's talk whilst we're overseas.
Just a quick note. Bloody hell, Brett Holman. He's just come from nowhere, really.
Yeah, I mean, he really has.
Who would have thought? Okay, let's say a month before the World Cup, he would be consistently scoring for Australia, and Nicky Carr would be struggling in the A League.
I think Nicky Carr's not been fit, to be totally fair to him.
But
but the Brett Holman part of it, yes, I don't think anybody saw it coming. But credit to him.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember years ago we played in China, we played a friendly game, and we won 2-0, and Brett Holman scored. I think it was his only previous goal before that one against New Zealand. And he was brilliant. Really great that day.
That was one of his early games, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was probably only his third or fourth cap. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing him then thinking, how great is he? And then, you know, a year later he fluked that because he's awful. Mm. And now he looks really good. He's one of our better players.
Yeah.
Really hoping that's because he's got better and not because the rest of the squad has got comparatively worse.
You spend time in the Dutch league, you're going to get to a certain standard.
Yeah, you are. That's right.
I think that's what happened to the Michael Zulu and the Tommy Yor. It's going to hopefully happen to them in a few years.
Yes.
It won't be instant, obviously, but you know, say 3 or 4 years, World Cup away, hopefully those three can actually kind of go up to that sort of level.
Yeah. Are you a Tommy Yor fan?
Oh, yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah, I'm a big Tommy Yor fan.
For sure. Jess?
Yeah, surprised he didn't get a run.
Yeah, no, I want to see him. Okay, I suppose I am. I was a Yor fan, obviously. I saw him there. I saw his first goal. It was brilliant.
I've got some mates that are just can't stand Tommy Yor, and I think, why not get behind him? Yeah. Why do we have to slate players just for the sake of them being public figures?
That's it, because I never slate a player, ever.
That's right. You're wearing a Mitch Nichols shirt right now.
He's got his face with his thumbs up with the under his face.
Yeah. Did you see him do that Fox Sports FC challenge thing where they make you spin around? Did you see him do it?
I didn't see him.
He's the only one who's hit the crossbar first time, but then it took him about a week to do 3 juggles. So... he lost his advantage, unfortunately.
Yeah, fair enough.
For old Mitch.
Tommy Yor equals good.
Yes. That's the summation of that 15-minute spiel. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for a little segment we like to call Robbie Slater's Unsubstantiated Bombshells.
You know who I am?
I've seen you before. You're the asshole on TV.
Yes, it's that time again. And apparently this week, more bombshells to come out of the Robbie Slater camp, out of the Robbie Slater pen. Or keyboard, because he probably doesn't mail in his articles to the Daily Telegraph. He's claimed to know where Osama bin Laden is hiding.
As in the terrorist Osama bin Laden?
Yes. How many other Osama bin Ladens?
Ooh,
I like the way you were trying to play it up there. Couldn't help taking the piss just a little bit.
Fine, then where is he?
Yeah, well, nobody knows. He hasn't revealed the source. But that's just the way he operates.
Well, I guess you've got to respect methods, you know. Everyone has their different ways.
That is Robbie Slater's journalism style. He unsubstantiated bombshells, and that's, fair enough. Yeah. That's the way he's going to be.
He sells papers.
Yeah. He also came out, you remember the last American election when George Bush got elected, again, re-elected.
There was like all this, big controversy.
All the votes in Florida, what happened there. He claims to know, what went on, and claims to know exactly who voted for what, and claims that there was a little bit going on there.
What exactly was it that was going on?
Well, you can't really reveal any of his sources, obviously. All he could say.
He just knows.
But he knows, and that's what
he's doing. That's the important thing. As long as he knows, and everyone knows that he knows.
That's right, and that's why he writes these articles. Yeah. He wrote that Harry Kuehl article to show that he has friend in the Socceroos camp, which he doesn't anymore because Graham Arnold's not in the Socceroos camp anymore. And of course, a lot of controversy this week with Wayne Rooney. If you haven't heard the story, we probably shouldn't comment on the actual story just in case we get sued about it. But let's just say that when he scored for England and Switzerland this week, it's not the first time he's scored away from home recently, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
And apparently Robbie broke the story because he saw Wayne and another woman having a meal together. When people were saying, what was it, what meal did he have, Robbie said, I can't reveal what sauce they had. Can't reveal the sauce. That's the way he operates.
All respect to him.
Well, look, if that's his style of journalism, like you say, we've just got to accept that and move on and just accept and just look forward to next week's Robbie Slater's Unsubstantiated Bombshells.
You know who I am?
I've seen you before. You're the asshole on TV.
Speaking of assholes on TV, with a brilliant little segue there to our YouTube clips of the week.
Oh, lovely.
We did on this show about 3 or 4 episodes ago, when we had Tommy Goss in the studio with us, Mark Bosnich.
Mark Bosnich.
His laugh. And we couldn't believe how, insane his laugh is, and basically just kept throwing it in at random points during the show. You can now look it up on YouTube. All you need to do is type in
insane Mark Bosnich laugh into YouTube. Cool. And
it's not as good as the other title.
This is the clip. Yeah, but I don't think we can read it. The other title. There is a clip on YouTube that is under the title "Crazy Weird Funny Psycho Retard Mark Bosnich Does Funny Laugh" or something like that. You will get this clip taken from our Hyundai Match Day Saturday, which we actually referred to with Tom here in the studio.
Well, that's what started it all.
That's what started. We were referring to this specific clip. Someone has recorded it and put it up on YouTube, and it's our YouTube clip of the week. We'll play it for you now. Have a little listen.
We've got an email on the soapbox on our website, foxsports.com.au/football/matchday Saturdays from Paul in Brisbane. Bozza, you're 30-1 for the Villa manager role.
Wait for it.
From one betting agency. You keen?
Gets better.
That's just a little taster.
Look at that, son. I don't know. Are you doing anything in the next couple of weeks? Should you be my agent?
Agent or assistant?
Agent. To get me the job first and you can be my assistant.
Okay, son. Whatever you do.
Is that serious?
Stop calling people son, Robbie.
Stop using the word marvellous, too.
31.
Here we go.
Absolutely marvellous.
Should be 3,000
million to one.
Here he comes.
Come on, boy. I'm in the Ron Atkinson role.
No, more my cigar. Lippy with a cigar.
Wait for it.
Can you imagine?
And now.
Setting an example.
Oh, 30-1. I don't see you or Robbie on it.
Unders.
30-1. I don't see you or Robbie on it.
Unders.
Is that a laugh? That sounds like 100 people. It was solely him.
Yeah. Oh, that is just great. That's that's one of our YouTube clips of the week.
Well, can I just comment on Bosnich?
Well, sure.
It was not really. I was talking to this bloke at the pub, right? He was saying, like, he was watching the Raw match. And,
of course, this is a good story.
And
yeah.
he said he was listening to Bosnich talk, he's here making jokes and trying to laugh and stuff. But somehow the subject matter on the commentary got to the Jamaican bobsled team. And Robbie Slater just went, Jamaican bobsled team.
Mark Bosnich said.
Sorry. Mark Bosnich said, he's like, Jamaican bobsled team. I can see clearly now the rain has gone.
It's got absolutely nothing to do with that song. I don't even know what he's talking about.
How closely did he watch Cool Running?
Yes.
Not very, apparently.
That's like, is there an iconic song from Cool Runnings?
Certainly not that.
The only one is just like, or Jamaican bobsled team. That's the only
Jamaican
song.
Yeah, we have a bobsled team. Yeah, but it's not, I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
And he's just like fully singing out, fully blasted out on the commentary, and everyone's just like, what the hell is going on?
I just wish I saw that game. I would give anything to go back in time. Marty McFly myself back a week and watch the Jets versus Roy. It's got to get replayed on Fox Sports at some stage.
It has to, sure.
It's just, that's all time.
That is brilliant.
That's brilliant. Our second YouTube clip of the week comes from our Euro 2012 qualifiers. It was Turkey, now managed by Husinic, against Kazakhstan. And it's a brilliant goal by Hamit Altıntop. If you haven't seen it, it's from a corner. It's in the mould that David Beckham and Paul Scholes kind of made their own at Manchester United, where you put a cross in from the corner and hit it on the volley. But it is just insane.
Ridiculous.
What you need to go is go, amazing goal, Hamit Altıntop, Turkey versus Kazakhstan. Ignore the spelling of Kazakhstan, which is wrong. Euro 2012.
You could just say have an Altıntop goal, and the top 20 ones will be the same goal.
Yeah, and it's just an incredible goal. The commentary's not bad either, understandably so.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good as Mark Bosnich just coming in randomly seeing, I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
You should probably try to dub it over the top or something.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. That's just going to keep coming up again and again and again. On the subject of YouTube, you can also check out the Football Sack YouTube channel.
Yes, very nice.
YouTube.com/TheFootballSack. We've got some new videos up there which are very funny, so check those out. Promos about getting into the sack. So if you do you like to laugh?
I love laughing.
Well, then you'll get a laugh out of these ones. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit of English Premier League action.
Why not?
We're back in action this weekend.
Mm-hmm. About time.
Some big games. Of course, the biggest of the weekend is in East London. It's the battle of bottom versus top of the Premier League. It just shows what a strong club the Hammers are, that we can hold up 19 other clubs on our shoulders.
Well, yeah, you'd be used to it, wouldn't you?
That's right. Yeah, yeah, we're normally second last or third last. I'm going to be crazy here and suggest that we've lost our first... 3-1, 3-0. Chelsea have won their first games 6-0, 6-0, and 3-0, is it?
That'll do.
I'm going to pick us to get a draw here.
A draw?
Yeah.
Okay. Talking about... Never mind. Yeah, okay. All right, a draw.
Yeah.
You actually seriously believe a draw?
Yeah, I honestly think the Hammers are due.
Okay.
Would you
open a... Okay, question.
We've been due for 26 years.
Very important question. Do you feel so strongly about it, you would open up a Betfair account and put a $50 free bet on the Hammers to draw with Chelsea?
Well, I mean...
You'd be rich afterwards.
Well, $50 is a lot to bet, but not if you're guaranteed to get your money back. Because with the promotion that we have here at Betfair, they're great supporters of the Football Sack. Go to our website, thefootballsack.com, click on the Betfair link, open up a $30 account, and Betfair will give you a free $50 bet to put on anything you like. So you've got my hot tip of the week. Mm-hmm. It's the Hammers to get a point. It's probably paying 400 to 1. It probably really is.
Yeah,
that's the sad thing. But, you know, I fancy us to get a draw. I think maybe 1-1 or something. No, in fact, I'm going to go 2-2. Because 2-2. Chelsea are definitely going to score twice.
Wow.
Chelsea are definitely going to score at least twice against us. So hopefully we can get a couple of deflections. And
So Jack's obviously mad. He'll be taken away in the week. Jesse, how would you like a hosting role next week?
Yeah, Jess. Tune in next week for the Football Sack featuring Jeremy Carrigan and Christian Lehman. I hope they have iTunes in the asylum so I can still listen to the show.
Oh, they'll have other West Ham fans.
Touché, Jeremy.
Yeah, snap. Well, obviously my jokes won't be missed on the show. let's go into a bit of correspondence. No, we didn't go into correspondence. We only talked briefly about how retired the Hammers are. Got me all depressed and I wanted to move on with the show. Let's talk other games in the English Premier League. Jez, you're an Everton fan. Who have Everton got this week?
Manchester United. So.
Oh, they do too. Is that at Goodison?
I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, it probably is. Cause
another thing we can thank West Ham for, playing Wayne Rooney back into form.
Of course, yeah. We got him back on the score sheet, so he'll score for England during the week. He'll score for United again the weekend. If it's at Goodison, I'm going to say that Everton will get a point. If it's at Old Trafford, United will win.
Second half of the season, I'd say we'd have a lot better chance.
Yeah.
First few months,
I'll tell you what, last year's game at Goodison between those two teams was a corker. Rob Wells scored a great goal, and Billier Nedvedev scored an absolute peach because he hit it on the half volley before anyone expected him to hit it, and it was kind of in the net before everyone realised, and then they had to start celebrating. Any other thoughts we want to talk about from the EPL?
No, not really.
Spurs have lost Michael Dawson through injury with England.
Jerome Defoe out for 6 weeks.
Defoe? But, yeah. Is he related to Jermaine Defoe?
That could be a good point.
Yeah. Jermaine Defoe's out for 6 weeks as well.
Balotelli's out for 6 weeks.
I saw that. So, poor old Tottenham. Poor Spurs. That's really, really bad luck for them. They'll have to go out and buy another 4,000 players. Of course, the transfer deadline closed at 5 p.m. on Monday. That was about 12 hours before Spurs announced that they'd signed another player. Signed Raphael van der Vaart.
Harry Redknapp, always on the ball.
Yeah, Harry Redknapp always finds a way of getting a deal done. You know, I know that the transfer window closed 5 hours ago, but you know, I've got a player. You know, come on, just put the paperwork through. It'd be a laugh. Come on. You know, I mean, what's the boy got to do? He's got to go back to Real Madrid. He doesn't want to go back to Real Madrid. Who wants to go to Real Madrid? Who wants to play for Tottenham? Who are in the Premier League? Who wants to be in the Premier League? Come on, I tell you what. You go out the car park, mine's the Merc. Go out the Merc, you know, maybe the boot's unlocked. So what if it is? So what? If you go out there, maybe the boot's unlocked. You open the boot, maybe there's a suitcase in there. You open up the briefcase. Maybe there's some bills in there. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I'm just saying, this is just maybes. Maybe. If you put through the paperwork, it makes us sign this bloke, even though the transfer window's shut. Maybe. I don't know. But go out the Merc, open the boot, maybe there's a briefcase full of money there. If you want to put through the paperwork, all I'm saying is maybe I forgot to lock the boot in me Merc, and that's how Harry Redknapp does his deals.
that's just a short run
of that. Other fixtures for the weekend. It is at Goodison Park. In fact, it's the early game on Saturday night, which is good.
actually had to watch it.
So I'll watch the Wallabies beat the All Blacks, and then I'll watch Everton.
He really is going to the asylum, isn't he?
Yeah. Hey, what about that game last weekend? The Wallabies in South Africa. Yeah. That was absolutely brilliant. Yes, Curly Beale. Yeah, let's give a special shout out on the podcast, even though it's got nothing to do with rugby. Mm-hmm. You deserve that, Curly Beale. What a kick.
Very nice.
Other fixtures from the Premier League for the weekend. We've got Arsenal against Bolton. So, you know, you won't really want to watch that because that won't be that exciting. Of course, we discussed that the Hammers are at home to Bolton, and other ones to other games to not watch this weekend will be Wigan Athletic against Sunderland. Actually, I will watch West Bromwich Albion against Tottenham.
Yeah, why not? It's always good to watch the Spurs lose. So.
Yeah, I would love to see, like we've said on the show before, a big mate of ours is a West Brom fan, and we'd love to see them do Spurs. And Jez, you've said that your choice of match to watch will be Newcastle against Blackpool.
Yeah, it seems as close as any other.
I think you'll see goals.
Yeah.
And Manchester City take on Blackburn, so that should be a win
for them.
City. Fulham against Wolves is another one to stay away from.
Yeah, nice.
So unless you are an insomniac, in which you should have a surefire cure there.
Well, actually, looking at this round now, like people are complaining, why did FIFA put an international match day like 2 weeks into the season? It's because this round was so dead shit boring, they just wanted to like put it off for another week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They just couldn't, and eventually they just went, you know what, we've got to play this round. Let's just do it. We've got some correspondence to get through before we wrap up the show, which is already running well over time. We should.
So this is what happens when we don't record for 2 weeks. Thank you, Power Company.
Exactly. We've got. In fact, Dave, I'm going to have a special yell at you for this one, because obviously, even though you've only pushed the buttons for us here, you've obviously pushed the wrong button at some point over the last few weeks, and you've cut the power there for us last week. Jez is having a good old laugh. You don't even know Dave. Give him the finger for us, Jez. Cheers, mate. Our correspondents, we've got Benny O'Neill.
But of course, the question this week was, what's your favourite domestic league and why? Right.
We asked what your favourite domestic league was.
Of course, if you don't get these questions, follow us on Twitter, and you will, and you never know, you might get a shout-out.
That's right, yes, because if your responses are good, we'll give you a shout-out. Benny O'Neill tweeted us and said German Bundesliga is his favourite, which is a really good league. Big crowds, underrated players, and quality. Go to the Signal Iduna Park, Dortmund, and understand. Yeah, fantastic crowds over there. Another excuse to use my old joke of who's the most unpopular man at Borussia Mönchengladbach.
He's, of course, the guy in the stands who starts to chant, give us a B.
Yeah, that's right. the groan from 40,000 other Mönchengladbach fans when he does it. Won't do it because I can't spell it. Dan Kalinic said the Bundesliga as well, not to mention plenty of goals, and it's available on 1HD if you want to watch it. There's a great game I watched last weekend between Leverkusen and somebody. It was 6-3. In fact, it might have been Mönchengladbach. Might have been. Yeah, great game. Really good game. Ryan J. Kropp said the Serie A. Variety of styles, scandals, quality football, tactically the most interesting in Europe. Not sure I agree, but each to their own. I'd probably say the Spanish league's got it covered for quality of football, tactics, styles.
Possibly don't agree with the top quality. 10 years ago, maybe.
Maybe, yeah, that's right. It's very much on the
decline. But tactically, I do agree. It's very interesting to watch.
What about AC Milan? Their team will consist of Rubinho, Ibrahimovic, Kaká and Pato. Just watch those guys track back. Yeah. Just wait and see those guys. I can't wait to see those four tracking back to cover their back four. I'll tell you what, they will be... Geez, they're going to be scary to come up against.
I'll take the ball off them and then we can score 7.
Yeah, that's right. Because AC Milan's back four, I think the average age is 54. and they still have Inzaghi up front as well, who is now 73 years of age and still scoring.
Nice.
So, did anyone see his volley a couple of weeks ago?
Clarence Seedorf is the spring chicken at AC Milan.
Yeah, he's still good. I would still love to sign him. Did anyone see Inzaghi's goal from a couple of weeks ago? Oh, it's just a typical Inzaghi, just caresses a volley into the goal. You know, Cool. Despite, you know, he had to, as the cross came across, he got himself, he got his body in the right position, moved his walking frame out of the way, and then swiveled and hit a lovely volley.
And just for all you listeners there, when Jack asked, has anyone seen that goal, Jeff and I just looked at each other and just shook their heads nonchalantly. Of course, yes. You just couldn't see that, so I just thought I'd let you know.
More expert comments from Christian later in the show. The imposter 81 has said, A-League, because we live here. That's fair enough. Then the Premier League, I suppose, can't beat going to the game. Yeah, I definitely agree with that last statement. There's nothing beats going to a game live. OMG Matt tweeted us and said, number one is the A-League because he loves the light football. Sydney FC is my life. In the English Premier League, he follows Liverpool. They got me into football. Number three is the Bundesliga and four is the Serie A.
Okay.
So he's got a few. Niall Ferrell said, the League of Ireland because the Mighty Shells can't stop winning lately.
Oh, yes. Loving it. We feel good.
We feel good. One of our adopted teams, who you said, both of our adopted teams at the Football Sack, they're on a must-win all their games basis.
Yeah,
now.
We're obviously not glory hunters at the Football Sack. Yeah, pretty much both sides. They both actually come off really good wins on the weekend. I think Shells had a 5-1 win.
Yeah.
5-0, and Rebs had a 3-1 win. And against Sounders, I think it was. And but they both have to pretty much win every match from here on in to make the playoffs.
Can I just say, anytime you feel bad about the Fury playing the Raw and you put your head in your hands and say, we have the shittest team names in the world, thank God we don't have the Revolution playing the Sounders. I tell you what, that's just awful.
Next week they're up against the Red Bulls.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're up against a packet of energy drinks. That's Thierry Henry's team now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was watching a game a couple of weeks ago, and Henry was on one team, Brian McBride and Freddie Ljungberg were on the other team, and it was actually quite a good game.
No, I watched a game the other day with Brian McBride. I'm like, I can't believe he's still alive. It was really scored into typical McBride headed goal. And
He was great in there, wasn't he?
The glory days. Love it.
Glory days?
What I mean.
His half dozen goals are scored for Fulham. Low expectations over there, Christian.
I don't mind the old MLS, actually. But apart from the team names, it's just good to see some old names. It's cool. It's cool. Yeah, that's probably something that I might get a hand for. The A-League could probably aim for getting some names like that.
Yes.
Into the league. And,
yeah, it's a good name. Brian McBride.
Yeah, Brian McBride.
No. Yeah, it's a good name.
We need some Hercules Gomez.
We need a lot of Hercules Gomez's. Yeah, the more Hercules Gomez's, the better. Right, that's all for our correspondence. We are 10 minutes over time on the show, so we should probably wrap it up before today.
Sounds good.
Anything else that you want to add, Jez, before we wrap up the show today?
Nothing at all?
Okay, cool. We'd like to thank you guys for listening. I'd like to thank Jez for joining us in the studio. It's been good. We'll have to get you on again, mate.
Could I add one more thing? Yes. Guess who's not on the bottom of Fantasy League anymore? I'm actually above Matty G now.
Who's topping it?
I did go to write it down. It's a new leader this week. It's a name I don't recognise, so we'll have to give them a shout out next week.
That's a strange name for a team.
I know.
Name I don't recognise. That's like in social sport when you put your team's name down as the bye just to screw up the draw.
Yeah.
Who have we got this week? Oh, we got the bye. All right, we won't turn up.
Yeah.
All right, see you guys. Okay.